Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
This is Mixed Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. This is Shaw Gage sitting in with you. It's Sunday, March 30th, 2025. Glad you're with us. We're talking this morning about each one of us and how it relates to being a part of the body of Christ. You know, we're all in this thing together, and something God's been working on me here lately is just, hey, where do I fit in and how do I honor others and where they fit in? Glad you're with us. Grab a cup of coffee on Mixed Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Shaw Gage sitting in with you on Mixed Sunday Morning. We're going to read from the book of Romans this morning. This is from Romans chapter 12, verses 2 through 8. And Paul says this. He says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness." There's a lot to unpack there this morning, but at the end of the day, Paul's given us some words of wisdom when it comes to how we all work together to function as the body of Christ. Look forward to being with you this morning, breaking it down a little bit further on Mixed Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. This is Shaw Gage with you on Mixed Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Breaking down Romans 12 this morning. So glad you're listening. Grab a cup of coffee. This is some really good stuff. We're breaking down what Paul was speaking to the Romans and encouraging them with. And I'm going to talk about the first three verses here in chapter 12. And it says this again, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." You know, I mean, Paul's telling us, don't think or act like the world does. Be yourself. Follow the Lord's will and not your own or anybody else's. You know, I think we do a poor job of that here in this world today, of worrying about what other people think about us or how they're going to react to what we do. But what we really should be in focused on is what the Lord thinks and what he knows is going on in our life. And, you know, it really gets back to that selfish versus selfless factor we've talked about. Is it all about us or is it about serving others? You know, we want control in everything. We want to be in control. We want to control situations. But that's not our job. That's God's job. And, you know, he gives us that grace to be humble and not to be so prideful and arrogant. You know, we're really walking through this life together, and we all need each other. Sometimes we don't act like it. I know I'm guilty of that. I don't need anybody else's help. I can handle this on my own. God doesn't have time for this. But that's totally wrong from what a perspective of a healthy relationship with Jesus Christ is all about. We're not supposed to be prideful. We're not supposed to be arrogant. We're supposed to help each other. That's what Jesus did for us. I mean, he was a perfect human slash God being, and he came down and gave his clean, perfect, sinless life for you and for me. And he died on the cross, died an excruciating death for us. And I find it so interesting. We're coming up here in the next few weeks into Easter weekend and what that really means, and we'll get into that. But that's what it's all about. You know, are you willing to lay your life down for somebody else? I'd love to tell you that I am, but until that moment happened, I don't know that I know the answer. I believe for my wife and my boys, I certainly would. But for a stranger, for a bunch of sinners, for a bunch of scoundrels, I don't know that I would. But that's the heart of Jesus. And that's the heart that we need to have. And, you know, we need to use clear and unbiased judgment in how we deal with others. And I think he's also saying here that we just need to use good old common sense in how we interact with others. You know, it's also that don't be a turnoff towards Christianity. I use that analogy with my sons from time to time. I go, you know, if somebody saw me riding down the road on Monday morning in traffic and I'm running late and I'm in a foul mood and I'm grumbling at traffic and people that are next to me, and then they find out that I go to a certain church or I'm part of a certain small group, they're probably not going to want to be a part of that group. And, you know, I think people are watching, and they're watching how you react to things and how things come at you. And it could be a stranger. It could be a family member. But also God's watching us. You know, I remember being a little boy, and my mom would always tell me, you may get away with something, but God always knows. God always knows. But what an encouragement from Paul this morning. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't be like everybody else. Be who God created you to be. We're going to talk about that more this morning on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Shaw Gage with you on this Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Hope you're doing well this morning. Hope you're encouraged. I want to just interject right here and let you know, hey, I don't ever want anybody to think I'm preaching at them or telling them what to do. You know, when I prepare the show each week, the Lord lays stuff on my heart, and I believe he's speaking to me, and I'm just trying to let you guys in on what the Lord's sharing with me. And most of the time, it's stuff that I need to work on. And it's so cool how it's been working. And I'm so appreciative of you all being out there listening and putting up with this old guy on the radio on Sunday mornings. But we're breaking down Romans chapter 12. Right now, we're going to focus on verses 4 through 8. And as a reminder, it says this. This is Paul speaking, starting in verse 4. He said, "For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness." What an encouraging word. You know, I get overwhelmed thinking I need to be this or be that, and I need to serve on this committee and do this function or do this job. But you know what? God created all of us, and he gave us all gifts. And I know I need to do a better job of letting people do what they do well and not trying to step in and override them or think I can do it better, because you know what? There's gifts God's given me, and there's gifts that he definitely hasn't given me. I know singing is one that definitely does not fall in my world, but I love to do it, just not in front of people, only in the car when the radio's turned up real loud. But seriously, I think we've got to do a better job of that. You know, we're the body of Christ, and some of us are the little pinky toe, and some of us are the nose or the elbow. And God gave us those gifts to serve him and to serve his purpose here on this earth. We don't need to be jealous or envious of each other and their talents or gifts. You know, if we were all the same, life wouldn't be much fun, would it? Let's let others shine where they can. Be humble and don't try to overshadow them. And, you know, you may be sitting out there this morning going, you know, I really don't know what my gifts are. I don't know what my talents are. You've got them. And if you don't know, pray about it. Ask a close friend, ask a family member, you know, what do you think my gifts are? And then pray and ask the Lord to reveal that to you in a mighty way, and he will. And you might be surprised where he leads you when you do say yes. You know, years ago when I was praying about becoming a school teacher in my mid-30s, I had people tell me I had a gift of encouragement, and I really didn't realize that. I just thought I had a positive attitude. But the more I prayed about it, the more I talked to people about it, that was my gift. So when I became a teacher, it was a natural to teach and to coach out there on the football field or the baseball field or wherever it may be or in the classroom. And the Lord allowed me to flourish, and he allowed me to develop my talents in a mighty way. And it all started with me just having a humble heart and going, okay, Lord, where do you want me to go and who do you want me to impact? And, you know, I want to share something I used to – people. Some people are just – don't really know what that is, and they're locked up in, you know, what are other people going to think, or what if I fail, or this or that. But I want to be an encouragement to you this morning, let you know, just be you, and just be who God created you to be. And one thing I wanted to share with you is as a teacher, the first week of school, I would always go over class rules each and every year. And we'd get to this speech I'd give typically on the first or second day of class. And I'd look at my middle school students and I'd say, hey, welcome to Coach Gage's class. Glad you're here. We're going to have fun this year. We're going to learn a lot. And we're going to have a good time. And we're going to make learning fun and teaching fun. And I would tell them, being that middle school age, you know, that's a hard age. You know, things are changing. You're in your adolescent years. Last year, girls and guys were, now this year, they're, hey, how you doing? You know, it's just a different time. And you're growing up, you're becoming an adult. And I would encourage my students and tell them all that. And I'd say, you're probably feeling a little bit weird. You're probably feeling a little bit goofy. And that's okay. I'm here to reassure you and encourage you and let you know you are weird. You are goofy. But so am I, and that's who God created us to be, because what's normal to me may be weird, may be goofy to you, but don't worry about what other people think. And I tell those kids sitting in the classroom, I said, look around you. I said, there's 20, 25 kids in this classroom right now, other students. In 10 years, in 20 years, in 30 years, you're probably not going to be talking or keeping up with very many of them. So why worry about what they're doing right here, right now? I know it can be an impressionable age. I know we do worry about those things, about what other people think. But, man, don't lock yourself up in that. Be encouraged. Be yourself and be His this morning. And see what happens and see where God takes you. So happy you're listening to us this morning on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. We're talking about Romans 12 this morning on Mix 106.5, Mix Sunday Morning. Talking about Paul's encouragement to the Romans, and we've been breaking down chapter 12, and it's just talking about how we need to use our own gifts and our own talents, and not to be so concerned about what the rest of the world is. Don't be conformed to them. You know, this day and age, everybody wants everybody to have everything and have the same talents, and whether it's education in the school or at home or whatever it is, we're losing a lot of that individuality. And I think Paul's really, really touching on that topic this morning of, you know, we are all created different, but, you know, we're all created in God's image. So isn't that cool when you think about it? I mean, I started dwelling on that a few years ago and going, if we're all created in God's image, how beautiful is He going to be when we finally get to meet Him one day? I think about if you took my wife and my boys and you blended all of us together, what would we look like as five people in one? Or if we took our whole extended family and blended everybody into that one being, what would it look like? Or if I took everybody in my neighborhood and everybody in my city and everybody in my state and everybody in this country and everybody in this continent, and then you take everybody in the world, and then you take everybody throughout world history, and you put all of our talents together and all of our looks and all of our everything together, how amazing, amazing is God going to look and be? But set yourself apart from this world and make it obvious that there's something different about you. And people are going to be drawn to that. And, you know, like we were talking about earlier, if you're angry and resentful and hateful, people aren't going to be around that. They're just not going to want to be around it. But if you're loving and you're full of mercy and you're full of grace and you're an encourager, people are going to want to be around that. And they're going to say, hey, there's something different about that person. And what is it? And when they come to you and they ask you, hey, what's different about you? What are you going to say? It's a great opportunity to share your love for Jesus and Jesus' love for them and extend that grace and that mercy to others. You know, I was reading this story the other day, and it was talking about the late, great tennis pro Arthur Ashe. And Arthur Ashe, if you don't know, he was a very popular, very highly ranked tennis player back in the 1970s. And it said that, you know, during the peak of his career, he was locked in this tough battle with a verbally abusive opponent. And I think that was probably John McEnroe. I think about watching him when I was a kid, and he had a pretty outlandish attitude. He was always just real loud and boisterous and used foul language. And there was some kind of a form of entertainment to that. But apparently this opponent, I'm going to assume it was McEnroe, and from the other side of the net, it said this man taunted Arthur Ashe, cursed him, and he mocked every move he made. And 2 hours into the game, Arthur Ashe just unexpectedly walked off the court. And he said, I'm, you know, he just apparently was done. And the line judge looked at him and stopped him and said, Mr. Ashe, if you leave this court, you're going to be disqualified. You're automatically going to forfeit the match. And this was Arthur Ashe's response. Quietly, he replied, I'm going to lose my temper. I'd rather forfeit the match than lose my dignity. And then he walked towards the showers, and that was it. He walked off the court. And the next day, the USTA, the United States Tennis Association, they reviewed the film. They looked at everything and realized what a jerk this other individual had been and how he acted on the other side of the court and taunting Arthur Ashe. And they reversed the match, and they awarded the match to Arthur Ashe, and he actually got the win. And so it was kind of a cool story, and it just made me think, how many of us would do that today? Would you stand up for what you believe in to the point of, hey, you know what, I'm not going to lose my cool, it's just not worth it? Or are you going to lose your cool and be part of the show and, you know, just give in to that fleshly desire? So I admire Arthur Ashe and what he did in that instance, and I would just encourage you to do the same. Is there a situation that you're in today, this week, this month, would it be a family member, a coworker, whoever it may be, that just don't let them get the best of you? And you know, I think if you do the right thing, God will take care of you, and he'll bless you for that. So glad you're listening to us this morning. Happy to be a part of the show on this Mix Sunday morning on Mix 106.5. Shaw Gage, Mix Sunday morning, Mix 106.5. We've been talking about being a part of the body of Christ this morning. Our Proverbs reading this morning is from Proverbs 25, verse 15, and God's Word says this, through patience a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone. What a word, what a word. I think it just talks about keeping our cool, about keeping our perspective of who we are in Christ. You know, it's easy for me to lose my cool. I don't know about you, but if I don't get my way, if I'm being selfish, I can lose my cool. And this proverb has really just hit me to the core this week and thinking about it and praying through it. And, you know, just be cool. Just don't lose your temper. I remember my mother, who you guys met a few weeks ago, Kelly Gage, used to tell me this. She says, you know, if you've got a temper, you got that last little half second you can catch yourself. And you just need to pray that God will give you that half second, that you can catch it and you can stop yourself before you say the wrong thing. Because once you do, you can't unsay that word. You can't unbreak that relationship. You can try, but there's no reason to it. But as this proverb says, if you're just patient and you're calm, whoever you're dealing with can be persuaded. And if you're gentle with your words and your tongue, it can break a bone. It made me think of a story from a few years ago that we were trying to buy a new house. And if you've ever done that, you have to meet with the mortgage company and you have to fill out forms. And y'all, we just got in a situation. We were trying to buy a house and everything was in good shape. My wife is very organized and had everything, you know, laid out to a T. And this group that we were dealing with up in Tennessee, they just couldn't get it right. And they never had the forms. And we would send them multiple times. And after about 6 or 7 phone calls and conversations, I lost it. I lost my cool with the lady on the phone. And, you know, it was not pretty, but I was not prayed up. My anger was not confessed. Had a lot going on and I guess other areas of my life, but I was not patient, you know, and I was not calm. And, you know, it just wasn't a good scene. And after I hung up the phone with that lady, the Lord just convicted me right then and there sitting in my living room. And I went and prayed about it for a little while, and the next day I called that lady at the mortgage company back, and I just apologized. I said, ma'am, I lost my cool, and I'm sorry. And, you know, it led to a really good conversation. She was a total stranger, probably never see her again, probably never talk to that lady again. But what a witness I was not being for Jesus Christ through that. But, you know, when I called back and I apologized and we had a good conversation, it seemed to help mend it a little bit. And she said, you know, I've never had anybody call back and do this. And she said, I really appreciate this. She said, we're in a really tough business. And she said, I make people mad all the time. And she said, believe you me, you're not the worst I've ever had. But she said, I've never had anybody call back and apologize. So I appreciate that. So it was just a conviction for me. If you've got that issue, pray about it. Confess that, whatever's going on, and just get rid of that selfish attitude. And let's learn to be more selfless like Jesus was for us. Thanks for being with us this morning. Be back here in just a few on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Thanks for listening this week. This is Shaw Gage on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. So happy you've been a part of the show and hope you're getting something out of it. Hope you've been encouraged week in and week out. Just want to remind you, this is not something I'm trying to preach at anybody or tell them what they need to do. This is me just walking through life and God's laying stuff on my heart that I need to work on. And just want to be transparent with you and let you in. And hopefully it can be an encouragement to you as we break these scriptures down together and share with one another. But, you know, we've discussed our roles this morning on being individual parts of the body of Christ, but also being collectively the body of Christ. And it's kind of a split conversation there, but when you really understand it, it's cool how it all works. And, you know, we really all got to work together to promote the healthiness, the overall healthiness of the entire body of Christ. And we shouldn't discount, you know, the small pinky toes or the earlobes or whatever it may be. We got to be respectful of all the parts. And you know what? We're all going to be better for it as the entire body of Jesus Christ. And it all starts with your heartitude. Are you open to it? Are you grace-filled? Are you extending mercy to others? Be an encouragement to the world around you and see what happens. Remember, we can change the world, and it starts one conversation at a time, and it starts with you. See you next week. Hope you have a great time this afternoon and a great week this week. Been a pleasure. This is Shaw Gage with you on Mix 106.5, Mix Sunday Morning.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.